What part of the Philippines are you from?
I was born in Leyte during World War II. So that's the Visayan part of the Philippines. Okay. There's a background history there because my mom and dad met in a very, very unique way. My mom and her mom was visiting a place where they put all the prisoners who were dying, prisoners of war, and my dad was the roommate of the relative that they were visiting. And my dad had this long hair, full beard, and was just staring at them. And they went to see, supposedly it was my grandmother's brother, who was a General Fernandini, but it wasn't him, it was the son who was there dying with my dad. And then when they left, my dad asked his roommate, "Who is that young woman?" He says, "That's my cousin visiting." So my dad escaped to marry her. So it was, you know, they left, he shaved and chased the kalesa. Kalesa is a horse-drawn carriage.
Okay.
And he was so intent on chasing after it, he fell in a manhole. You know, because in those days, people would steal the covers because it was metal. They could sell it. So he crawls back out, and he's looking for the kalesa, and everybody's pointing, you know. So he staggered up and went after it. And finally, he found the kalesa and stood in front of the house, you know. And he knocked. And everybody there was all scared and confused because he was still wearing his prison outfit. You know, and they said, "Where did this guy come from?" You know, and my grandmother realized that he was there to court, you know. And my mom said, "Who is this guy?" You know, and she didn't recognize him because he had shaved, you know. He had shaved everything up. But she recognized the eyes. I said, "Oh my gosh, that's that guy." She thought he was an old man, you know, so that's how they met. You know, Cecil O'Connor, my dad's Visayan.